Thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 9. A few new gems from a mailer makes a radio show on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Now let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
Decomposing. I was fueled by negativity. decent things.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to the show. That last song we were intriguing our eardrums with, and without instrumental drums, was a band from NYC called Genre is Death. The tune is titled Safe Songs, and the album is titled Attractive People, which was released May 2026 on Red Wax. The couple are Ty Varisi on guitar and vocals, and Taylor Lee on bass and vocals. This record spent a solid 24 hours on my turntable and is highly recommended. It is a brand new release from In The Red Records, along with the other two tunes, starting us off as well. If you can't tell, I really dig this Los Angeles label. Memo PST, Los Angeles, California. New album, Actors released. New album, Eternal Actors, released May 1st, 2026 on Green Wax. And we were rocking out in the pit to the burner. I was a fiend. I saw this band play TVI in Ridgewood, New York, and they are and sound righteous live. I believe that I played their first single, I Used to Be a Pretty Boy, during the inception of Stodd's Wet Groove Records show number one here on WMCBLP. More Chris Shaw bands will be played here in the near future. There certainly are a few good ones. And starting the show off this afternoon, Scientist, The Definite Article, live in Brisbane 2017 on double 12-inch purple wax in the Red Goodness, released May 2026. The track we heard was Brain Dead. I've this 7-inch single in a couple of different editions, and the truth is, this live cut seems to be the best sound there is for this tune in any home stereo in the world. Recorded live at the Triffid, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, on the 4th of November, 2017. It was recorded and mixed by Bronco Kosick. The Brain Dead Survival Skills single was released in 2018, so it would make sense that this song made the set list. Let it do.
We'll be right back. Well, I tell you, that girl's acting mighty strange. It seems all her features been rearranged. She ain't got her hair left upon her head. It seems the screw's got a double thread. Instead of hands, she got monkey paws. I tell you, man, she's breaking all of nature's laws. And what's more, she got a hog's jaw. Well, I tell you, every screw in her head is loose. She's barking like a cockerel, talking like a goose. She got a fist full of nails, a mouth full of lead. She's speaking in tongues, her eyes streaming red. Well, such a melody must have a cause. I tell you, man, she's breaking all of nature's laws. And what's more, she got a hog's jaw. What's up? You ain't looking right. Speak up! You're talking gobbledygook. Well, I tell you, of her nose, there is no trace. She got a little sister growing there in its place. A tiny hands and a pretty face. Just the type of girl who could replace her screaming sister on all fours. I'm gonna lock that woman out of doors. And what's more, she got a hog's jaw. Ah! Get out of it! Keep off the law! You ain't safe. Take those worms out of your mouth. Show some remorse. What's wrong with you, woman?
One of the most vast Billy Childish musical catalogs is The Headcoats, also one of my favorites. Now, I humbly have to say that I probably have one of the more extensive Billy Childish collections in New England. I have been collecting his records for almost 2 decades, and it is a seriously fun rabbit hole to be in. This was a 1992 7-inch single on Estrus Records with a B-side titled Hog's Jaw. The other side to this garage gold we were rocking out to is My Dear Watson. Coffin Wax, a song by another prolific band out there, OCs, from last year's album titled Abomination Revealed at Last. Released August 8th, 2025, on John Dwyer's newish label, Death God Records. The edition I pulled from my shelves to make this happen is on purple opaque wax that is honestly a lovely color to look at. OCs just dropped a new album for pre-order, and I coughed up. Reserved 2 copies of OCs, Off Course, on an electric blue color vinyl levitation edition of 300. I highly suggest grabbing one of those copies for your shelf. She said, yeah, by The Ripoffs, from the album Got a Record. The Ripoffs Got a Record. Released on Ripoff Records in 1994. This San Francisco punk band must have been wild to see live. They wore ski masks when they played, like stereotypical criminals or something, and it wasn't unheard of for one of them to ride a motorcycle on stage to kick off the set. The front cover of this record depicts the band in San Francisco Police Department lineup. In the back cover is the band taking a leak on a San Francisco Police Department paddy wagon. These guys were something else, man. And starting this segment off was the B-side to a 7-inch containing 2 tunes, It just made sense to play both of them, and I stand by my decision to do so. What we heard is a new band from Soweto, South Africa, called 21 Children. And this 7-inch EP was released on Slovenly Recordings 2025. The two tracks we heard are titled Let It Doom and Loony Bin. These three guys are playing real, honest-to-goodness punk music, and it is refreshing.
You won't see the things I do the right way.
Songs all have Alicia Pop from Memphis, Tennessee, playing and singing in them, as well as the late Jay Retard in two of them. I was thinking more Memphis from a recent previous show. The last tune is titled Crowds by Angry Angles and is on Goner Records. This 2016 black vinyl compilation has spent some serious time on my turntable, and I used the download card that came with the record to blast in my car while commuting to work in Orange, Mass. In 2016. It is all coming back to me now. associating music with different periods of time in life is another wonderful and unassuming aspect of interacting with music as an art form. Rats, Brains, and Microchips by Lost Sounds, off the Wax LP compilation titled Black Static. Black spelled B-L-A-C. No K. As to match the spelling of static? Either way, I dig it. Fat Possum Records released this sweet Lost Sounds comp in 2011. I have the actual album, Rats, Brains, and Microchips, that was reissued and remastered on 180-gram vinyl in 2021 on FDH Records, but honestly, and sort of sadly, the sound speaks to me more so from this comp. Incandescent Time Continuum is the title of the song by Alicia Pop, the first track from the 2021 album, Howlin', which we just enjoyed in stereo. Black and Wyatt Records is the label that released this rather diverse arrangement of songs. After the second listen through the album, I began to appreciate that aspect. What a far out there tune, and it makes me wonder what the song sounds like being played live.
Thank you. wasteland life. You set my arm alight. All you give me is barbed wire love. Tangled up in
Pours Out of Me by the post-punk band Magazine. Man, do I love that English, old-school post-punk music like this. It really does something for me, and I hope that it does for you too. This is a legit 1978 UK pressing on Virgin Records. The band recorded this album in March and April 1978, and then it was released later that year. They titled the work Real Life. There are roughly 61 editions of this album since its initial release. Gotta love Magazine. Here we have the Northern Irish punk band Stiff Little Fingers and playing Barbed Wire Love from their 1979 debut album Inflammable Material. This wax is also a legit copy, pressed in the UK 1979 by Rough Trade Records, a WEA pressing. We are definitely digging deep today. Wish that we could just play Inflammable Material in its entirety. I know that I would be content anyway. Hailing from Australia, we have Eddie Current's Suppression Ring playing the heartfelt punk tune I Can Be a Jerk from the 2010 album Rush to Relax. This copy is on Goner Records and came housed in a sweet gatefold sleeve. Many labels have released their material over the years. The members have stage names, which I have always appreciated a half-baked stage name. The bass player, Brad Berry, also known as Rob Solid, seems to unleash one killer bass line after another throughout their entire discography. Starting out for them in about 2003.
Let's go. and say, if I'll talk about pop music, if I'll talk about pop music, pop music, all around the world, pop music, wherever you are, pop music, dance to the street, anything you like, do it in your car, in the middle of the night, la 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 la.
When I let up the dog, sipping this, gotta pass that, take five. the Chevy.
On the Chevy.
Caprice classy.
Classy.
Already.
Already.
I do the fool.
Do the fool.
Watch me climb.
Watch me climb.
This is that Caprice music. It goes down. Down.
Candy dripping.
Dripping.
On the Chevy.
On the Chevy.
Caprice classy.
Classy.
Already.
Already.
I do the fool.
Do the fool.
Watch me climb.
Watch me climb.
This is that Caprice music. It goes down.
Down. Down.
One bopper, two bopper, three bopper, four. One bopper, two bopper, three bopper, four.
Caprice Music, a radio edit track by the Dallas, Texas rapper Tum Tum. Tum Tum is also a member of the Dirty South Riders and DCC. This 12-inch single was released in 2006 as a promo copy on Universal Republic Records and T-Town Music Records. Man, you can't beat rapping about cars. Spinning through the Grove. You also gotta check out the music video for this jam. Pop music from the electronic synth pop musician, also known as Robin Scott. M. Robin Scott. This 12-inch maxi single, SRC Pressing, long version single of Pop Music, was released in 1979 on Sire Records. And you're welcome for getting this tune stuck deep in your brain for possibly weeks to come. Thank you again for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 9. A few new gems from a mailer makes a radio show. WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Groove up and get down.